דקה, זקה, עברת בי כמו תפילה, דימה טובה, נושקת בי את יופייך, עצוב ומאושר. לא 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 לא.
הלו, and welcome to the third episode of the Impassioned Marriage Podcast. I am David Feldman, your host, and today we are going to be talking about love and respect. In general, we can say that women crave love and affection, and men need respect. It has become an established fact that these two ingredients, delivered in the right dose, are the magic pill required for marriage success. There are many, many seminars, books, podcasts, and general philosophies that revolve around this paradigm, that women want to be understood and loved and treated kindly and all about the feelings, whereas for men, our primary requirement is respect. And I agree that love and respect are important, but not necessarily for the same conventional reasons that many espouse. But first, a question I have always asked is whether or not these needs are gender specific. Is needing respect uniquely masculine? Don't women also need to be respected? And the same regarding love and affection. Only women crave it? I don't think so. Men also need to feel warm and loved and cared for. Something seems a little strange here. Let's break it down. Perhaps it is easier to understand the need for respect by taking a look at its opposite. According to dictionary.com, antonyms, which are opposites, for respect include criticism, disdain, dishonor, and disregard. If this is accurate, it would seem to me that women also need respect desperately. What partner can survive being treated with disdain? How long would a relationship riddled with criticism and disregard last? Obviously, a person's need for respect is not a uniquely masculine trait. Both men and women need respect in order to be in a healthy relationship. And the converse is also true. As much as women desire love and affection, men also need love as well. A marriage is not the military, and men, even though they may be receiving respect, also need to feel the warm, affectionate embrace and support of their partner. Regularly, men also need to feel loved. But if this is the case, how do we explain the self-understood aphorism that while women desire love and affection, men thrive on respect? One possibility is to view these needs as primary and secondary for each gender. While both partners need love and respect, women need to feel loved in order to show respect, and men need to feel respected in order to show love. I have seen this to be true in my own life as well. As a man, it is very difficult to even behave lovingly, let alone feel loving, if I'm feeling disrespected. It just doesn't flow from me. The love well is dry, no matter how deep I dig. And from my experience as a partner and therapist, I find that women have an equally challenging difficulty truly respecting a man whom they suspect doesn't approve of them, honor them, and love them. A dishonored woman throws the respect switch to off, permanently. If these two ingredients are crucial for our ability to make things work, then what do we do in our relationships when we are not feeling love and respect for our partners? As anybody in a long-term relationship knows, these feelings are not always present. There are plenty of times, for various reasons, that we just don't feel loving or full of deep respect for our partners. And yet, the show must go on. We are not interested in ruining our marriage or hurting our partners while we sort out our emotions or issues. There are plenty of times when we get into arguments and our spouse will respond in a very disrespectful way. And vice versa. Men are known to overlook some of the details that women find important or not show affection when a woman craves it as much as they do, as much as they need. And yet, in spite of the fact that these things happen regularly and we're always working on it, we still must continue in our relationship. So how do we handle that? Jewish mysticism gives us a unique insight into our human capacity that just may contain the answer. According to Kabbalah, which is part of Jewish mysticism, apart from our genuine emotional state, meaning how we're actually feeling, we have what's called behavioral clothes that we wear. By design, our thoughts, our speech, and our action, our external behaviors, are distinct from our internal emotional state. So pay attention here. We have the ability to feel one way and yet at the same time behave in a completely different manner. We can choose to show love via our actions even if we're not feeling love on the inside. That's challenging for sure, but possible. And so too, we can choose to be respectful even if we're not feeling respectful or we actually don't even have respect for the person. What's more, our ancient wisdom teaches that acting loving and respectful will actually bring us to loving feelings and deep respect as well. To be clear, this is not duplicitous or disingenuous. It is a choice of putting our values and actions over our emotions, with the hope that our feelings will follow. If we value showing honor, love, and respect to our spouses, we can, no matter how we are actually feeling at the moment. We have this built in within our capacity as a human being. And in reality, for a healthy partner, this is all they really need, to be treated with love and respect, irrespective of how you feel deep inside. As a matter of fact, I'm not really interested in whether you actually respect me. Your true feelings are between you and God, you and your therapist, and you and your conscience. If we are choosing to be married, you need to be treated lovingly with honor and respect. And so do I. When you have mastered that, treating your partner with love and respect, then there is no doubt that the real deeper feelings of love and respect will blossom, grow, and permeate your relationship. You see, we can do acts of kindness, we can show respectful behavior, we can speak kindly to each other, and we can even give affection and even have intimacy in spite of what's going on inside. And we do this all the time. We do this in many, many, many of our relationships, whether it's with our boss, or whether it's with a sibling, or whether it's with a parent, or whether it's with a stranger. Do you ever notice how you would never speak to a stranger in a nasty, rude way, for the most part, unless there was a serious cause? And yet you can turn around right away and speak disrespectfully to your spouse. This is because we even if we don't know the stranger and don't respect them, we still have the capacity to treat other people with respect. And you can do the same thing for your spouse. As a matter of fact, you should do the same thing for your spouse. You can treat them with love. You can continue to do acts of kindness. And you can speak respectfully. You must speak respectfully to your spouse, whether or not you are feeling it that way or not. And the good news is that once we start behaving in this way, once our external faculties go ahead and treat our partner in this way, our emotions and our inner feelings and even our rationale starts to grow, and we truly develop a deep sense of respect. and love for this person. And this occurs for several reasons. One reason this occurs is because once we focus on our partner, and once we pay attention to the way we're treating them, we naturally want to give to them in a way that they are happy to receive. Because bottom line is that we love our partner and we care about our partner. There may just be some things that are standing in the way of you feeling the love and the respect. But when you behave that way, the feelings come to the surface. Another reason why this happens is because when you treat your partner with love and respect, the response you get is going to be an overwhelming sense of appreciation and gratitude. Maybe not right away, maybe not as much as you'd like, but you will begin to see serious changes in the way your partner treats you, feels about you, behaves around you, and gives to you. And when that happens, it creates a cycle where you start feeling loved and respected by your partner and vice versa. And then that's the type of groundwork that you lay in order for their true feelings to grow. And on a deeper level, since I am a Hasidic Orthodox Jew, as the relationship with your spouse is merely a microcosm of the relationship you have with your family, community, country, world, and with God Himself, may we all be blessed with a harmonious, joyous, and peaceful connection with our spouse, full of love and respect, starting immediately. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Impassioned Marriage Podcast. Subscribe and come back next week for our next episode. Daka, zaka, avarta bi kmo tfila, dima tova, nosheket bit yofiecha, atzuv meushav, la 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 la